I wish they could hear everyone clapping. In Acts 1:8, Jesus promised his disciples that they would be his witnesses in all Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. And last fall, exactly 7 years to the day from the date that we started on 10-10-10 for LifeSpring Community Church, Paul and Leah literally went out to the ends of the earth. This was not pre-planned or anything. It was sort of after the fact we realized, oh my gosh, exactly 7 years to the day they went out to the ends of the earth, and they are sharing about Jesus and helping churches to get planted in hard-to-reach areas. If I could summarize Paul and Leah's time here at LifeSpring, it would actually be gospel, gather, go. They are committed to the gospel message, which has transformed them. And in the gathering of the community, Paul and Leah would say that they've grown, and that was what helped them to be able to go and do what God had called them to do. So we're grateful for them and for God sending them from this congregation, even though it kind of hurts our hearts a little bit because we love them too. During the rest of our time up here, as we're taking a view from the vista, we've taken a look a little bit at the past and a little bit at the present, and we're taking a view at the future. But this morning, I had a little problem. The Lord woke me up at 5:30, and I had set my alarm for 6, so we had a little disagreement on what time I should get up. And when I got up at 5:30, I realized that there's something that the Lord wanted me to share, too, as far as a story goes. And so almost 9 years ago, it'll be 9 years in August, I was driving with my family from California to Illinois to plant this church that we believed God had called us to plant, and we had left, like the Whitties, we had left friends and family, and we'd left our resources behind. We'd left a lot of things in order to go. Unlike the Whitties, we were not going to the ends of the earth, only to a community in Illinois, although coming from California sort of felt like the ends of the earth. But we were driving, and as we were driving, I had the pickup with two dogs and a Lenka in the back of, in the jump seat of the pickup, if you can imagine that. And then Asha had the rest of the kids in the van. And at one point, when we stopped, we were talking about what church planting would be like. And I said, church planting is going to be like, you come to this community, and there's this massive granite boulder that we're supposed to push. And we're going to go up, and we're going to push against it. And we're going to strain against it, and it's not going to budge. We're going to keep on pushing and straining against it, and then finally some other people are going to come alongside with us and keep pushing, still not going to move, and still others will come, and finally it'll move a little bit. And as our community grows, the boulder will move more and more, and then finally it'll start moving, and it's going to hit a little pebble, and it's going to send it off course. Then everybody's going to jump and try and get it back on course. And then finally, that rock will pick up steam, and we'll be going along the path that it's supposed to go. That's church planting. And as I look back at our experience here and helping to plant this church, I don't say that we planted this church. I think that that many people planted this church. But as we look back and at the experience, it actually, that's partly true. That analogy actually holds up pretty well. It's a hard thing to help get a church started. But it's incomplete because it's not just us planting this church or moving that boulder. It's an act of the Holy Spirit. And in Psalm 127 says, unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. And over the last 8 years or so that we've been here for church planting, I can honestly testify that the Lord is building his house. It's not us building the house. We are called to work hard, to push against that boulder, but it is God that does the work. So we've seen people give their lives to Christ, and I've seen people give their lives to Christ through my witness, but it's never been me. And every time something's happened in someone's life, I've always felt more like a spectator than a laborer, even though God calls laborers into his vineyard. So as we look out on our vista this morning, considering the work that God has been doing, he is building his house. We've seen evidence of transformation. A community exists now where once there was none. People are caring and loving for one another. We're dependent upon one another, interdependent. But I agree with Paul, 1 Corinthians 3:6. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. When Paul writes the book of Philippians, he talks about thankfulness in chapter 4. He says, you know, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, with thanksgiving, and then prayer and supplication, present your request to God. And it's helpful for us to remember, with thanks, what God's done in the past, so we can trust him for what he will do in the future. So we looked a little bit at the past, and there's so many stories that could be told, but what is God doing in the future here at LifeSpring Community Church? And 8 Sundays ago, we started a series on Place to Gather, and we were talking about this one question, why should our place to gather be their place to gather? Why should the place that we are putting our energy into be for the whole community and not just for the church itself? And what if we followed the example of our creative and sustaining God who shines his sun and sends his rain on the just and the unjust alike? What if we blessed our community just to bless them? And what if by serving the community in this way, many people experience the power of Jesus Christ? Responding to this question, several leaders at LifeSpring came up with a statement to summarize what we're doing, where we believe God's calling us, and that was this. LifeSpring is building a place to gather to bless the neighborhoods, schools, and families of the greater Richmond Spring Grove area. That's what we're about doing here. So we have a God-given vision that we've received as a congregation to be a church that blesses our community, that we hope to see many people come to Christ through the message that God has given us. Now, this is not a new mission for us. It's not a new purpose. We're talking about a new place, but not a new purpose. We're continuing to do the same things that we've been doing in the past. We're just talking about doing it with different resources and having a different place to gather. This was our vision. I guess I should show some pictures here. If I can find this thing here. So this was our vision when we were 27 Christ followers fitting on a stairway. This was our vision when we were 50 Christ followers commissioned as a church plant. And this was our vision when we were 70 Christ followers meeting at a school. It's our vision today when we're 170 or so Christ followers that meet in a warehouse. Over the years, we've been blessed with rebirth, and we've been blessed with new birth. And we are delighted with how the Lord has worked among us. When we first started this church, it was the vision to plant 3 churches in 5 years. Over the last 8 years, we have been involved in planting not just 8 on this picture, but in some way or another, we've been involved in helping to plant 11 different churches. Some of them we've had more involvement than others, but for a church this size, it's amazing what God has already done through us. So we have this phrase, rooted in the past, creative in the present. We are rooted in the past of Christianity, from the time of the church fathers, the time of the Reformation, all the things that happened along the way, not just not the bad things the church has done, but the good things Christ followers have done throughout the years. We're rooted in that tradition. We're also rooted in our own tradition. We don't want to change what we're doing. We believe that we're committed to the message of the gospel. We're committed to the community that we're a part of, and our greater community, we want to bless them, and we're committed to sending people out. We're going to continue doing these very same things in the future. Now, I want to share with you, if I can get this, Because some of you are, you might say, oh gosh, I've seen these things so many times, I'm sick of them. And some of you, this will be new. So I just want to share this really quick on what we're planning on doing before we continue. This is a picture of just an architect's rendering of what could be on this property. It's going to change based upon topography and various factors, but it gives us an idea. And the idea is that we have 21.59 acres that are we're going to use. It already has a pond on it right here, a retention pond that we want to beautify, and we're planning on building a church. But what we'd like to build, in addition to the church, is we'd like to have some retail up front. We'd like to have a community center, maybe along the lines of a YMCA, but maybe not. Some other community center space ideas have been presented. Bev's daycare senior center, different things that could happen there. And in the center, there would be a couple acres that would have a hangout space for the community. It could have a children's splash pad, could be volleyball, could be ice skating, and a number of different things, amphitheater. And the whole concept is that we would want the greater community to feel comfortable and want to come to this place. And that we would just want to bless them. If they never became a Christian, you know, we want to bless them. But we also believe this gives us unparalleled opportunity to continue to do what we've been doing in the past, to share the gospel message, to help gather people in the Christian community and to send them out. What if this area became a sending place, that people from this community were sent all over the world, that it wasn't just one or two or three, but many people went out all over the world and shared the Christian message and lives were transformed? What if that happened here? That could be part of the vision. This is just a resource that God might use for us to continue along the path that we've already been on. There we go. Just a quick reminder, this is where we've been. So in late 2017, we identified land after a long land search. There was a unanimous vote on January 10th, 2018. Everyone said, yeah, let's move forward with this project. And then the village board gave us an initial approval and said, yeah, you know, we think that this could be a go. And we still have several steps to go with them. And then we had a sermon series where we talked about, you know, what if our place to gather was their place to gather? And the idea of this being something greater than just something for our church, but it would be a community engagement piece and a place to bless others. And then we went to this space over here. Leaders pray and commit. That's the stage that we've been in now. And the last part on this is celebration. So we have invited the leaders to commit early on, and I'll share with you why in just a minute here, so that we can present it to the congregation and then invite everyone who wants to give towards the project to give towards it. So more about that in just a minute here. So I think at this point, I'd like to share the video that was, this video was given out to the leaders of LifeSpring Community Church. It'll give you an idea of the project, a little bit more about the project, but it'll also help you to understand what was presented to the leaders at LifeSpring, and we're going to announce what they actually gave. So if you go ahead and play that, that'd be great.
What if the local church was a place where people wanted to be, not just on Sundays, but on every day, because the church was the heartbeat of the community? And what if in serving the community in this way, many people experienced the life-transforming power of Jesus Christ? Hi, I'm Cabot Ashwell, senior pastor of LifeSpring Community Church. When LifeSpring was first planted on October 10th, 2010, our mission focused on three words: gospel, gather, go. We were committed to the life-transforming message of Jesus, to the community that Jesus was transforming, and to the mission that Jesus had called us to. And today, over a third of our congregation has come to faith or has come back to the Christian community through our ministry. We are more committed to this mission than we've ever been. I am grateful for how the Lord has grown LifeSpring Community Church. I'm grateful for every soul that He has entrusted us with. I'm grateful for the place that we worship in. I'm grateful, most grateful, for the lives that I've seen transformed. I do not believe that God is calling us to a new purpose. but I do believe he's calling us to a new place. LifeSpring Community Church is building a place to gather to bless the neighborhoods, the schools, and the families in the greater Richmond Spring Grove community. Why are we building a place to gather? In order to more powerfully accomplish its mission, LifeSpring needs space for its growing community outreach and impact. We know that places do not go to heaven, people go to heaven. But in Scripture, God has used places significantly in the lives of people to advance His kingdom. Jacob had a vision of God at Bethel and later brought his whole family back to encounter the Lord in that place. The place that we have identified and are praying over in Spring Grove is located at the corner of 173 and Siegschlag. The site is strategically located about 7 minutes from Spring Grove, Richmond, and Antioch. Here on this 21-acre parcel, we would like to build a place to gather to bless the neighborhoods, schools, and families in the greater Richmond-Spring Grove area. We believe that God can use this place in a significant way. We have an opportunity to make an even greater impact on the community than we ever have. There are thousands of people in our area who do not know Jesus, and many who are seeking a place to gather. We desire to build that place in this highly visible location in and for our community. You can help. On 1 Chronicles 29, King David prepares the nation of Israel for the construction of the first temple under his son Solomon. David first gave of himself and encouraged the leaders to give of themselves, and the leaders and families and tribes of Israel gave freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord. If you have ever been blessed through the ministry of LifeSpring, if you long to see more people become disciples of Jesus Christ, if you have children that you want to disciple with kingdom priorities, if you believe in supporting the mission of LifeSpring Community Church to serve the needs of our church and community, if you love our community and desire them to have a place to gather, and if you want to give of yourself more fully in devotion to Christ and for His purposes, then I invite you to pray about how you might become a part of this exciting opportunity to invest in the continuing mission of LifeSpring Community Church and the lasting impact of the gospel on this community.
So that gives you an idea, a little bit more about the project, a little bit more about the process. And I'd like to dive back into that 1 Chronicles 29 passage there, where King David, so the greatest king in Israel, wanted to build a temple of the Lord, and then he gave, his officials gave, and then they invited the people to give. That's our pattern, so that's why we talk to the leaders first. But I got to give you a little bit of the background of that story. You might know in 2 Samuel chapter 7 that King David wanted to actually build God's house. He wanted to build the temple, and the Lord said, no, you're not going to build the temple for me. In fact, the Lord said, you're not going to establish my house, David. I'm going to establish your house. You're going to have an everlasting house. And that promise pointed to Jesus, that Jesus would be of the line of David. Clear back in 2 Samuel 7, which is how I always think of that chapter, is it points to the Messiah, it points to Jesus Christ. It happened so long before him. But it's also intriguing, for our purposes here, that that's the backstory of the 1 Chronicles 29 passage, because King David wanted to build the temple. God said no. So what does King David do? He said, okay, that's fine. I don't get to build a temple, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open the royal treasury. What have I got here? I'm going to give this to build the temple. Okay, here's my personal finances over here. I'm going to give out of that as much as I possibly can. And he gives as much as he can. And then he invites the leaders to give. And does he wrangle his leaders? Not at all. He just invites his leaders to give. What do you want to give towards this building project? And he said, who will consecrate themselves this day? What person will come? And I don't want you to give this to me, says David. I want you to give this to the Lord. You're going to consecrate yourself to the Lord as you give here. And then the leaders gave, and Scripture records how much they gave. We didn't read it because it's too long, but they gave abundantly and freely and eagerly. And that's the way the Lord wants us to give, is to give with eagerness, willingness, not under compulsion, because it really... He doesn't need our money anyway. God's not just thinking, gosh, I hope they give. I hope they will. I don't know if this is going to work or not. He's not really worried about whether we give or not. But it is our hearts before the Lord. And so Asha and I went and did a lot of the advanced commitment meetings with leaders. And right at that time when we were supposed to go do this, Asha had a heart attack. And we were just thrown for a loop. We're like, oh my gosh, this is really tough timing. And we just were like, okay, we'll do what we can. And we went ahead and met with the leaders that would meet with us. And lo and behold, we had tears in our eyes at some of these meetings. God provided so greatly. People were so generous, so sacrificial, and so loving that we were just overwhelmed. So I'd like to share with you not just their gift, but where we're going with this. So I'm going to just have you forward to the first mountain since my clicker isn't working great. So this is what we said is we're going to try to compare this to climbing a mountain. Now, if you climb a big mountain, what they have is they have a base camp that you climb to and you set yourself up for, and then from base camp, you climb to the mountaintop. So what we said is we don't know that we're going to get enough money to actually build anything on this property, but base camp is if we were able to buy the property itself without, over the course of 3 years, we wouldn't have debt on the property, and that we'd be set up so that we could go ahead and start another campaign eventually on doing the building itself in the future. Base camp, the property is $375,000. There'll be additional expenses associated with the purchase and then expenses to put any type of plans on them. And so we'd said, well, probably $500,000 is a good number for base camp. It's also a pretty good stretch for a small congregation to be able to raise this much money. And so there's base camp partway up the mountain. Can we make it to base camp? And if not, that's okay too, because if we can make enough as a down payment, and then if we have a small payment each month as a congregation, we can eventually pay the land off, and it just depends how that all works out. And so then we said, but what if? What if God provided, people were generous, and somehow we were able to get to the mountaintop? What would that look like? And so the mountaintop, we said, well, for $1 million, which sounds like a big number, but really it's probably enough to just get some sort of building on the property. The elders here are committed to not taking on too much debt, so we would take on debt that would, our payments would be similar to our rent right now. So that will limit us on how much money we'll be able to use altogether. But if we were able to raise up to $1 million, we probably could get some type of building on the property. And in addition, we want to sell off or do some kind of joint venture or something with the retail parcels. Those will help us with road work and that sort of thing. So we have these two places, base camp and mountaintop. That's what we presented to with advanced commitment. We said, can we make it up the hill? And if you go to the next one, there are various spots that we might make it to along the way, and don't actually know where we're going to end up here. Now, here's a time when I was wondering if you'd like to guess where we ended up in the process. I don't know. Do you think we're at? I'll just say that we've got at least $200,000 on here. So anybody thinking $200,000? No. 300? 400? 500? Anybody? 600? I'm going to tell you, we're not at a million, so somebody start putting your hands up. So, 700? All right. Well, I'll just share with you the number. It's absolutely fantastic what the Lord has done. And Thirteen families committed to $722,000 over the course of 3 years. And that's, those are the people we talked to. We'll be presenting an opportunity for everyone to give. I don't know if we're going to make it to the mountaintop. It's still a big if, but we are sure a lot further along the way than anyone would have guessed. So I just want to put this forward with you. This is a praise God moment. I'm thankful for, like I said, I mean, we had tears in our eyes talking to some of the people that were giving. But it's also, you know, God working on all of our hearts and in this congregation, in this community. What could happen if we actually were able to build on this property and people did actually want to hang out there? And I mean, it's just really incredible when I think about what God has already done and what he could do in the future. So at this point, what we're going to do is we're going to not ask you to give, but we're going to ask you to pray about giving, and we're going to hand out a packet. And for those of you who have already committed with advance commitment, if you'd fill a card out as well, it will just detail, give a little more detail. And for those of you who want to give, just remember this should be willing, eager, under no compulsion, no wrangling, nothing at all. This is as David presented it, who is willing to consecrate himself before the Lord? It's an opportunity, not a requirement. But we do pray that that God will work on all of our hearts and make it possible for us to be able to build on this land. So I'd like to invite Jason up here. He's going to share with us a little bit of the packet that you're going to receive. And then ushers, if you'd be handing that out while Jason's talking, we'll be able to share with you a little bit more about the project. You can read about it. And then also, you might have someone in the category of a friend of LifeSpring, someone who might not go to this church but want to help. That video is available on Vimeo, and we have more of these packets available here.
Thank you, Cabot, and thank you to Cabot and Asha for their hard work and efforts, and just making it through many trials. And this blows me away to see where we're at. I mean, I had a lot to do with helping plan this thing and see it through, and worked with some amazing people. And even myself at the time had doubts, you know, how is this going to work? We're a small church. And to see how the Lord has stepped up, it's just blown me away and extremely encouraging. So praise God. This is definitely one of those aha moments for me. The Lord can do anything regardless of our circumstance. It's not been an easy year for my wife and I either. But we can see that, you know, we can't do this on our own, but being a part of something that's much bigger than us has truly been a blessing, and we're excited to give, much like we were excited to give when we did this project. It's blessed us and stretched us in many ways, but yeah, we're excited. So a couple things just to point out as the packets are being handed out. The first thing that I want to bring to your attention is a brochure. It's the A Place to Gather brochure. And first off, I want to say props to the communication team headed up by the Braybenders. They did beautiful work. They've done beautiful work. Absolutely. The videos you've seen, any paperwork that you've seen, this brochure itself, just a lot of time and effort has been put into this. So thank you to that team and many others. Just to briefly go through this, you know, you'll see as you flip through the pages, the vision that Cabot has so well described this morning, a bit of a timeline and some of the mountaintop periods that we've seen here in the church, our plan and the site plan, which Cabot showed as well, the cost of the building, and a small section on why me, some things to be praying about. Why would you maybe be interested in being a part of what the Lord's doing here in the Spring Grove, Richmond area? Then here at the end, there's a section on creative ways to give. Even me, as I read through this, I thought, wow, there are creative ways to give. There's not just writing a check. There's other things. We just moved and downsized and sold a bunch of things, and I hadn't even thought about, hey, I could just sell some things and give that money away, things that are sitting in my garage collecting dust. I don't need that stuff. So that's been, you know, kind of an eye-opener to me. And then an invitation as well. And this, I just want to encourage us all, is a great tool. Inevitably, there will be people in your homes, whether it's family, friends, neighbors, who will ask, what is going on? Because they will hear about this project. It's already happening. So this is a great tool to keep handy. When people ask, this answers most all questions as to where we are right now. We still have questions and things to work through. So there's still a lot yet to be seen, and the Lord's still going to show up in mighty ways as we continue through this. But keep this handy. And as Cabot said, if you have a friend or family or someone who's sympathetic to our story and our mission and vision who may be interested in supporting this, this is a great tool to give them, and we're happy to meet with them and talk with them, share the video, and just share our story and where we're at. So keep this. If you think by any way that this will get lost in between you here in your house or your kids are going to draw on it, just leave it on the table. We will use these. We will use every one of these. So there's a lot of bloodshed, blood and tears and time spent on this. So, yeah, please do keep these handy. And like I said, I think this is a great tool for us all just to answer the questions and familiarize ourselves with the project and where we're at. And the second thing in your packet that you will see is this commitment card. And those who were a part of the advanced commitment process, this will look very familiar to you. It's slightly different. And as Cabot said, we would ask that you fill one of these out as well, because it's a little bit more detailed year by year what you think your gift will look like, so we can plan ahead as we look to build and further the project along. That'll just help us forecast where we're at. The second page of this commitment card, I wanted to go through in detail. So point by point, let's just read through this together. We understand this commitment is for 3 years, ending June 30th, 2021. Secondly, this commitment is over and above our regular giving. Thirdly, LifeSpring Community Church treats this information with the same level of confidentiality as all other giving records. We will receive an annual accounting of this commitment and amounts contributed towards it. You can also know that we plan to have quarterly reports as well, just to give updates and keep this in the forefront of our minds as we continue to work on this project. And this commitment is not binding to LifeSpring Community Church in the event of our financial situation changing. So if your financial situation changes for the better or for the worse, you can fill out another card. You're not obligated to anything that you commit to. And as Cabot said, don't fill this out now. That's not what we're asking you to do. Take this home, be in prayer about this. You know, wrestle with the Lord on how can I be involved. And I would encourage you, there is no number too small to be a part of this process. But I think at the end, and as the Lord continues to do this work, we're going to see amazing things happen. So to be a part of this project in any way, shape, or form, I think will bless you and your families. And I'm excited to be a part of that as well. So there's a bit of a tear out there as well for your own records that you can keep. We had asked, after you've prayed about this, if this is something you would consider and you want to be a part of, to turn these in by the end of the month, either by way of the offering basket, or there's an envelope that's included as well that you can stick it in the mail and send it to us as well. So either one of those ways work. Again, I thank all those who have led teams and who have been on teams. It's been just amazing to be a part of something so grand and something so bold. And we've seen so many times in scriptures the Lord do amazing bold things through people who don't have the ability, yet he raises up strength within those people and brings upon support. And the Lord is doing that here today with us. So thank you for your consideration and for hearing us out. And we're just excited to see, you know, where the Lord, what he has in future for us here.
There have been many people that have been a part of helping to make this happen. Jason, Jessica, but I mean, we have people working on an architectural teams, two different architectural teams. We have the communication team. We have, you know, just the prayer team. So many different people have been involved in this and working on it. So I just want to, if you've been a part of this, if you've been involved in this, I just thank you for your participation and for your hard work. I really believe that God is going to leverage everything we do for His glory. Yeah. Well, let me pray for us. We'll continue in worship, and then there's lunch afterwards. So, Father, thank you. We are so grateful that what you are doing, Lord, this is you, and it's the resources you've given us. It's what you put upon our hearts. So, thank you, Lord, for all you've done, and bless each person who gives. Lord, bless this church in years to come. When we're all long gone, I pray that we continue to be faithful, and that many people will be continuing to walk with you as a result of this community. In Christ's name, amen.